Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, in the world of consumer electronics, it looks like, in the immortal words of the great American philosopher Yogi Berra, deja vu all over again. Astute listeners of a certain age may recall the video format wars back in the late 1970s and early 1980s between the VHS and the Betamax home video formats. Back in those days, Sony introduced the Betamax format, and JVC championed the VHS format. No one really knows, by the way, exactly what VHS originally stood for. These days, if someone still mentions the term, they usually say it stands for Video Home System. In fact, it's actually fairly likely that the letters originally stood for Vertical Helical Scan, a reference to the way that the tape moved over the tape heads. But that sounds pretty geeky today, and pretty much no one cares anyway in this era of DVDs, unless, of course, you're involved in a trivia contest. But, lest you think of videotape as an ancient technology, note that it wasn't until 2003, not so very long ago at all, that DVD use surpassed VHS use. Anyway, back there in the early 80s, if you wanted to buy a video player or recorder, you had a big choice in front of you, because you couldn't play a Betamax tape in a VHS machine, and vice versa. It was the worst of time from a home user's point of view, a time of incompatible formats. Well, JVC's VHS format finally won out over the Sony's Betamax format, even though most technicians would probably say that the Betamax format was technically superior in terms of picture quality. But just as with the Windows operating system and the IBM personal computer, it wasn't technical superiority that won out, it was marketing. And so, since about 1988, if you went into a store to buy a video player for your home, you got a VHS machine. And any tape that you rented from a video store, or bought in a department store, or borrowed from the local library, would play in your machine. Ah, home electronics life, the way it should be. But hold on to your remote control. Fast forward now, and the latest and greatest in videodom is not the lowly VHS tape, and not even the recently majestic DVD. No, today we're talking about high-density discs that can hold up to 10 times as much video information as your garden variety DVD. And, deja vu all over again, we're looking at two competing standards which are not interoperable. And guess who's once again going to have to take a gamble when making a purchase? You got it, that fellow or gal in the mirror. Well, first of all, why is the once mighty DVD on its way out? In simple terms, the answer is because of high-definition video. A good high-quality DVD picture is better than a good quality VHS image because it contains a whole lot more information. As a result, detail is much clearer, colors more vibrant, and so on. A high-definition video image contains far more information than a standard definition image, so much more, in fact, that it begins to approximate the image quality and detail of film. There are now HDTV monitors that can display all of that detail, but until recently, there's been no way to really store those super high-quality images and play them back in your home. But now there is. In fact, now there are two. One format is called Blu-ray, BLU-RAY, and one is simply called HD-DVD, which of course stands for High Definition DVD. And once again, Sony has originated one format, and a Japanese rival has originated the other. Both of these formats use discs that are the same size as your regular old CD or DVD disc. But where a DVD can store 4.7 gigabytes of information, a single-layer Blu-ray disc can store up to 25 gigabytes, and a double-layer Blu-ray disc can store 50 gigabytes. The numbers for the HD-DVD format are 15 and 30 gigabytes, respectively. So what, you may say? So, all that extra space allows manufacturers to put high-definition movies onto these discs, which means, assuming that you pony up some substantial change, that you can view videos in the privacy of your own home which approximate the image quality and detail you see on the big screen in a movie house. How can this happen? You may recall that all optical discs, whether CD, DVD, or one of these new formats, work by bouncing a ray of light off the underside of the disc and interpreting the light that bounces back off the microscopic pockmarks on the disc's surface as information, which the player then turns into sound or pictures. The color of the light ray used in today's CD and DVD players is red. The color used in these new devices is blue, hence, of course, the name Blu-ray. Blue light has a considerably shorter wavelength than red light, which means that the grooves on a disc can be closer together, which in turn means that there can be many more of them in the same amount of space. Voila! More opportunity to store information, which means more detail in pictures, and maybe longer movies as well. It all sounds great, until you hotfoot it down to the store to buy one of these new wonders. Then you're faced with the question, which type should you buy? Good question. Is one of these formats going to win out over the other like VHS did over Betamax 20 years ago? And if you buy the wrong one, you could be stuck with a dinosaur? Another good question. In the immediate future, these machines are going to be pretty expensive. Manufacturers, therefore, are dreaming up all sorts of ways to lure you into buying one. Some machines will contain the ability to produce and interpret both blue and red rays of light, which means that you'll be able to play your current DVDs, and maybe even CDs, as well as one new format or another. Some manufacturers are even talking about making machines that will play both types of new discs, although that is a bit of a challenge, technically. What manufacturers are not likely to do in the very near future is to settle on a single standard so you won't have to care about whether the aperture on the machine you buy is 0.65 or 0.85 nanometers wide. So, what to do? Well, if you can stand to wait a bit and see how things shake out instead of reaching for your wallet right now, no matter what the electronic store ads say, you'll probably be better off to let the manufacturers duke it out while you wait patiently on the sidelines. After all, the picture you get from your DVD player isn't all that bad, is it? And if you haven't seen a high-definition movie yet, you don't know what you're missing anyway, right? And speaking of knowing what you're missing, you might miss a bit less in the digital world, or at least you'll know what you're missing, if you keep right on tuning in to future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.